So be happy to answer questions.
I do have a question. As you know, the purpose here today is a work session, and we're at the end of the session, and we're looking at those things that allow us to move forward in the right direction, and we're going to we've started to put off some of the things that are more future oriented, and I appreciate the fact that you've given us your thoughts on those things, and I nonetheless want to deviate from that with a more long-term question. So if you would give your briefest answer to it. It occurred to me that one way of looking at this, we would set up in this bill a circumstance where the ratepayers of Maine would be a backstop for some of the costs that might go into development of the ocean energy. At the same time, it seems apparent that in many ways we are at the crest of developing ocean energy for the entire country. And one way of looking at it is in competition or in conjunction with such efforts going on around the world. You know, viewed in that context, I have sometimes wondered whether or not we should find another way to get the main ratepayer out of the line of being a backstop. One hope would be that the ratepayers here benefit one day from moving forward, and I imagine that you can't expect a lot of benefits if you've taken no risk, if you have no skin in the game. But another way of looking at it is Maine is hosting a project which, and I think some of the recognition you've received indicates that there's a recognition that this is for the United States, not just for the state. We've looked at federal resources for grant money. We've gotten federal money. I imagine we're going to keep looking at that. But I've wondered if you've had thoughts on how other interested parties, private, quasi-private, not-so-private, or any other way, could be brought in to help support these efforts. I mean, think of the poor landlocked people of Atlanta. How do they get to have a part? and whether if we got a little creative, we couldn't find a way so that we're really not putting much at risk for the ratepayers in Maine. Yep.
Thank you. Excellent question, and I'd like to answer it as briefly as I can. We are looking at all the above currently. That's why I'm going to be in Washington tomorrow morning and in the next two days, meeting with the Assistant Secretary. One of the real opportunities is that the price of building a 25-megawatt farm might be subsidized by up to 20% by the federal government, which, of course, would reduce the cost significantly to the ratepayer in the state. And that's the reality. The Obama administration has $48 million in there for anybody in the country to compete for demonstration projects like these. So if we're ready for FY11 and have a contractor selected in Maine, we can apply for those money. So that's 20%. The other piece is we've worked very closely with Senator Collins and Senator Snow, who's co-sponsoring a bill with other senators across the country to provide a 3 cents a kilowatt hour tax incentive for floating offshore wind technology as well. That would be another $3 reduction in the prices. We're also working with the private investors who would put up some of this money as well. So what you've talked about is all in the works, and we hope to be able to succeed on some or more than one of these venues to reduce the burden to the taxpayers in Maine.
And it seems to me apparent that any other ideas that you generate, you'd share with the rest of us for any part that we can play in these efforts.
Be happy to. Thank you.
Representative Fletcher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really appreciate, you know, that you and your team answering these questions, and I know it's a short turnaround, and I commend you on your thoroughness and going forward.
Thank you.
just going along with that idea as to who, you know, who else can join the team, you know, I got thinking about this a little bit, and it really sounded good to me when I talked to myself, so that's why I throw it up here to see if anybody else will do. Maybe this is time that we start a ad to our standard offer, an ocean wind green power option. Because this is a long-term proposal. You know, we're talking a lot of years. And if we, just as thoughts, and just as we need to show that Maine is committed, the state of Maine uses about 20 million kilowatt hours a year. I know we buy green now, but we buy hydro green. So we could have the state of Maine be one of the first customers of ocean wind. We could expand that to the University of Maine. We could expand that to the partners who would step forward and say, we believe in the potential, we're going to buy ocean wind. And then offer it out to the people of the state of Maine. And then if we can get federal assistance or other means to mitigate what I think we're all assuming to be probably higher than market, maybe it'll be less than market, but if it is higher than market, I think that would be a very positive demonstration of the commitment of Maine.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's 12 to 14 million added cost. That's what I've heard. And is that going to shut the state down? Probably not. But you just heard the angst we went through on corridors. And I'm a little bit concerned in just making the assumption that the only option is the ratepayers and we'll spread it over everybody. And it kind of reminds me of the old saying, the operation was successful, but the patient died. I am really concerned because I think it's going to be a long-term strategy here. You know, I mean, the 25 is the beginning, and it really sounds like it's the right thing to do. I think that we've got to get a little bit creative and look at who else wants to sign on to ocean wind besides just assuming that the only option is to spread it over all the ratepayers.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate the work you folks are doing, and you coming back so quick. I think that you've answered a lot of my questions. I'm beginning to get it. I understand the connection back to the jobs, and we'll have to figure out how we're going to audit that process to make sure that if and when we let that first contract, and I'm assuming it's a long-term contract, there's enough of a tie-in so that we have a carry-through with these jobs.
Yep.
And I know you're on a tight schedule, but thank you.
Well, thank you.
Anything else, Doc? Good doctor today. Anything else from anyone? We thank you for coming, as always, and we're sorry you had to wait so long.
Well, thanks. It's my pleasure.
Thank you.